their standpoint, an optimal ratio would be something like 8 women to 1 man. Now,
here in Arizona, the town hall on confronting violent crime in Arizona concluded in late 1993 that too much of the resources of our correction system is allocated to the incarceration of nonviolent offenders. Alternative programs for nonviolent drug offenders and the mentally ill are more effective and less costly and should be fully implemented.
whether thought or unthought, by the military-industrial complex. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic
and prevention. They see current programs as ineffective and want their tax dollars invested in programs that work. Here in Arizona, the town hall on confronting violent crime in Arizona concluded in late 1993 that too much of the resources of our correction system is allocated to the incarceration of nonviolent offenders.
I got to take a break, Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. Hang on. We'll be right back.
The terror after the Doug and Dave fiasco of being exposed as wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, without wishing to blow my own trumpet, I have to say my greatest strength is I don't care. I rely on my own integrity, and hey, I make a mistake.
Sure.
Big deal.
Sure.
But it certainly seems to me to be the wrong research posture to prejudge everything by considering your ego position. If somebody says, hey, you were wrong there, who cares?
It's really true.
I mean,
so,
if this is...
Yes, that's true, but then the minute you start thinking about that truth, you say, well, why is he outside the door, and what's behind the door?
Right.
And has
he
come out of the door, or is he going into the door?
Well, there have been a number of experiments done in the past 5 or 10 years at a number of universities in which pictures were shown for a very, very brief, you know, a tenth of a second, just flashed before someone...
you to know that I do not think males are redundant, and I do not think that's a preferred way to handle our problem. But rationally and realistically, if we did change our ratio this way, if there were suddenly 8 women to each man, we would not have wars. 8 women. I'm not going to send that one man out to fight.
Because another thing, you see, if you want to prosper, You can't sit around where people are always talking poor mouth. You have to change your company, change your church if necessary, and some of your relatives that you used to visit, you'll have to stop visiting. And you have to come to know that God in you wants you to prosper. God in you wants you to be successful. And let's get out of this fashionable business of trying to be do-gooders and labeling people poor people. You know, this is why I never could get with any part of the establishment. This is why I am, you'll have to pardon me for saying it, I couldn't even get with the so-called black establishment. I do not think that black has to be synonymous with poverty. I don't believe that. As a man thinks, so is he.
People how to do it using some sort of a method. We're going to be teaching you the 7 steps for communicating with your angels. I do more than 2 guys together. It's gonna be, I think, 5 guys, and it's my first Yamban. I'm really excited to think about it.
You'd be sick of being on Earth, right? Also, the debut of our matinee movie critics, Gene and Jules Zalon, and we'll talk to poet Rodney Jones.
If you weigh what you think you should, you've had a good day. Obsession with being thin leaves the cultural belief that weight and fat is bad. A grandma or an aunt or somebody in your family with this tiny little waist who is always fussing at the other.
Late evening, I may take a walk around the park, the duck pond, and then I went to bed. And I did that basically for 4 months. I was extremely thin.
Okay, so it's so clear that periods can be lost, but it's not kind of the complete loss or the complete lack of development into womanhood. Next point, distorted body image. And I worked with an anorexic that weighed 69 pounds, and she thought she was fat. And probably one of the most dominant characteristics of anorexia is the belief of this totally distorted body image. Bulimics know that they have a problem. They're not distorted about the body.
And I do love the Bible, because you see, to me, the Bible is not simply a book of theology. than a book of psychology. The Bible is the greatest book of positive stuff in its psychology that I know. And if you read it and understand it correctly, it will turn you on to the riches of life. And by the way, the riches of life to me are health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. I'm going to list them again, and I want you to shout them back at me one by one as I shall pause. The riches of life are happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money.
There's been a number of attempts to emulate that style, but that style was tied to a time and place. And that time and place is gone.
It's remarkable how much information the eye can take in, how many assumptions the mind can make by just being exposed.
No. See what I mean? Okay, so, in terms of cultural sets and ideas, this species has some attitudes that should matter to us, that are interesting to know. First of all, they're intolerant of failure, very intolerant. They know exactly what the capital investment is in each unit. And if a unit is given a job and fails to carry it out, they conclude that that unit is flawed, and they dispose of it. I haven't wanted to look and see how they did that, but I am convinced that they do it. This, in turn, gives their units an incentive to carry out their orders.
We're introducing, it's like when Roy Orbison started, or Willie Nelson started. They all had a new style of music. Even Elvis had a new style of music. And for a long time, for the first 3 or 4 years, people couldn't make sure whether they really liked it or not. When they finally decided they liked it, it had staying power.
One guy passed my A, so that's really something. It's going to be very stimulated, I think.
A home and the love and affection of a family of their own. Sleep tight, children, because you know that dreams do come true, don't you?
I'm just one of them. And it happened in every state of Australia. And it only, the practice itself, or the policy itself, stopped in late 1970s. It didn't work. The children grew up and they became adults. And as adults, they questioned. And as soon as they questioned, they found out that there were a lot of lies told them, that there was a secret history in this country that was never talked about.
Thank you.
time you see a picture is if you've seen it for a moment, you have seen almost everything there is to see.
Get over the anger and light the darkness, and I've tried to light it with my writing, with my stories.
You have, coach.
Yeah. Mr. DuPont.
Ask that your higher self connect you to any sentient being. Or galactic species, any beings of light with whom your connection would serve for the good of the whole, and only for the good.
Relatively recently, the last 20 or 30 years, one is that media has gotten much more interactive, whether it's the remote control or the Sega joystick or the computer mouse. Younger people generally have a different relationship to the screen than older people do. I mean, my parents watched Walter Cronkite would be piped into the home. It was the gospel truth. You couldn't change it unless you walked up and spent 90 calories and actually turned this dial.
Wait a minute, if you don't like what's going on here, please leave now. No, leave now, because there are others who do want to hear what's going on in this room. Will you please take your seat? I will come back to you as we roll back across
the center. They're into great exercise. I talked about the bulimic being more impulsive.
Director Deutsch, I will refer you to three specific agency operations known as Amadeus.
Vomiting less pervasive in anorexia, although anorexics may use vomiting. Bulimia, there's a much greater incidence of vomiting and laxative abuse. Eating rituals. We'll talk about the addictive characteristic of this disease, the secretiveness and the rituals that the person goes through. Bulimics may appear to eat normally and then do their binge eating in secret. Death is 20% are statistics that I've heard, although nobody seems to know that something like 20% of anorexics will likely die. Bulimics, more with the addictive complications, maybe suicide, although I know of some bulimic women that have died. The treatment is more commonly initiated by friends or family because the anorexic is in total denial and delusion.
Director Deutsch, I will refer you to three specific agency operations known as Amadeus, Pegasus, and Watchtower. I have Watchtower documents heavily redacted by the agency. I was personally exposed to CIA operations and recruited by CIA personnel who attempted to recruit me in the late 70s to become involved in protecting agency drug operations in this country. I have been trying to get this out for 18 years, and I have the evidence. My question for you is very specific, sir. If in the course of the IG's investigations and Fred Hitz's work, you come across evidence of severely criminal activity...
No, this is amazing. Were you rolling tape?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's what I didn't tell you. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I left that out. See, as about 2 minutes into it, I have a tape recorder next to my phone. I said, Dr. Gallagher, do you mind if I tape record this conversation? He says, for what purpose? I said, for publication purposes. Of course, I now find myself in the role of an investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, okay.
Wow.
And so we've got the transcript of it, too. I should send you a transcript of it.
Yeah, I'd love to have that.
Okay, I'll make sure when I get back in December, I'll send that to you.
Also, I want to jump in something here parenthetically, and that is that it's still a shock to me you were allowed to present your paper at that Vancouver 11th International AIDS Congress. That is, in my opinion, a very controlled forum for some very, very party-line information, and I'm shocked you got to do that.
Well, it was really because of... a fellow who I don't even want to mention his name at the highest level of the meeting.
Right. Well, that makes sense to me.
It was a personal invitation.
Well, congratulations nonetheless to both of you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Please continue with Dr. Robert Gallo, who said, I was just a little bit involved with Fort Detrick. I was just a little bit involved with all the terribly dark and gothic experimentation. That's just like being just a little bit involved with murder, isn't it?
Right, and then defended. And if I had to do it all again, I would do it all again, he said, because at the time we were concerned that the Russians were going to be beating us to these biological weapons.
Sure, the missile gap, and then there's the virus gap.
Right. Now, that virus gap, as we'll probably talk about later, was bogus. We were far ahead of the Russians, and everybody who, you know, really on the top levels who were ordering these things, and particularly Henry Kissinger, when we go into Kissinger's role, Kissinger knew darn well that we were well ahead of the biological weapons race on that.
Now playing at a theater near you.
And it's classified. Will you use that classification to hide the criminal activity, or will you tell the American people the truth?
This police drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
And then from the director. Wait a minute. From your, I'm sorry, sir.
Also recovered at the scene was a loaded shotgun. These officers risked their lives by running directly into the line of fire in order to prevent innocent bystanders from harm. Their total disregard for their own safety exemplifies the highest ideals and traditions of the Boston Police Department.
If you have information about CIA illegal activity in drugs, you should immediately bring that information to wherever you want, but let me suggest three places.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, which...
Experiments, racist experiments have never ceased. You just a few weeks ago, you had Kaiser Permanente and Centers for Disease Control in Los Angeles hit up about 250-300 black children from the ghetto of Los Angeles with a new experimental measles vaccine that they did not get informed consent for, and they blew out the kids' immune system. The kids are ill for life now.
Wait a minute, sir.
And?
Sir, you have not gotten the mic yet. You are not...
Thank you.
let me say something else. If this information turns up wrongdoing, if it turns up wrongdoing, we will bring the people to justice and make them accountable.
All right, Congressman Dixon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Wait a minute here. I thought you did not want to be here, but now that you are here, please let us hear and listen. Thank you very much.
Sir, I want to thank you for coming. You were at the last meeting.
I love to see how they would feel about negotiation.
But we would like to
see when they become invested in
this. We have been looking for a couple of days for you. And we want to.
I'm concerned if they're going to feel strongly attacked.
We want to make sure that you contact the committee because obviously you have some valuable information. If you want to give it to me privately, if you want to hand it to that aide where I can contact you this evening, please do it. Don't let us get away without getting a contact from you.
Thank you, sir.
They don't like
it now, so everyone can see that I got it. That would be fine.
Thank you, sir. And for the record, Mike.
They'll stay out of the way of the other species.
Keep the noise down so that we can hear and we can get answers.
For the record, my name is Mike Rupert, R-U-P-P-E-R-T. I did bring this information out 18 years ago, and I got shot at and forced out of LAPD because of it. I've been on the record for 18 years nonstop, and I'll be happy to give you, Congressman, anything that I have.
In terms of negotiation, their highest good, their highest principle, is the expansion and betterment of their species.
I think I'm known for animal, and I enjoy animal. Since it's really intense, I cannot avoid to not to get excited. It's maybe more real to me, more real sex. Especially animal and pussy go back and forth. That's really excites me.
For any reason whatsoever. I tried to see how you would request a negotiation over the future of this planet. Essentially, our vulgar expressions refer to things like feces and reproductive activities. Negotiation is a dirty word in their language. So we have to approach the situation a little bit differently. We cannot ask them to share our wonderful mammalian emotions and be our brothers and so forth.
Radio connect. Equipment's working. What a kick that is in the 90s. Non-commercial radio. Down here at the non-commercial radio place, different separated spatially from where you are. It took a lot of work to get this VR machine going. And it likes to be used. Used to have humans with animal heads, uncompletely formed creatures, flicker. There used to be brighter blue than now, but that's another story. Out in the Pacific region, a couple axis shifts ago, we won't get into it now, there were mountain cliffs with mists, and you could only get up there by teleportation, but That's when there was a stronger color blue. And I think I'm afraid to get into that now. That could change. Stay tuned. And the time is running serially, as in killer style, one after another. Punctuated by the lunar changes. And there are elements in society putting together my statistics and planning to head it off at the past, as can be done with a serial type of thing. A very familiar theme here at the round planet. The planet of so-called positive-negative dualistic monism. Absolutely virtual. Bodysuit. Living tissue. On a very generous host, Gaia style. Cosmic drive-in. With a subconscious array. Arcing relay of Delta Force. Definitely system-oriented for life pleasure.
In one split second.
But this was true, then photographers would have no reason to pursue their craft, their art.
Almost no reason. Except for this endless pursuit of fame. We must have famous people. And we must have them now. And of course they must be serialized for hunting pleasure. And for VR purposes.
Not true, because if you take a picture of a man holding a chicken in a room, and the man is standing there in a suit holding a chicken, and if you take that same man and you have him naked holding a chicken...
Or if you shave the chicken.
Either way, you completely change the subjective perception of the viewer without radically changing the photograph.
So it's almost 1997. Get up on the rooftop, my friends. Say it like a man, woman, or howl like an animal. But get it out there. New metaphysics zone. There are guys in right here kissing it. Sweet kiss of pulsing ionic vibrations here in the age of energy, age of electricity. Electricity is more than electric motors. Electricity is very feminine, very sweet. Did I say a bad word? The F word? I think I did. Alert your clergyman. Clergy alert. I said the F word. The mystique word. The word that has been maligned in belief systems for a long, long, long time. Despite oneself. Even I, your great, great host, suffers this malady, belief impairment of the F word. I'll be the first to put it on a pedestal, to sing its praises, but I know what I really want to do to it and think about it, just like you. Male or female. Sweet electricity. Let me get closer and pucker up. Feel that charge between my lips. And follow it all the way down and around.
Because they can't do it. We can't adopt them into our tribe because they don't do that. It's not an attitude they have. They're not equipped in any respect, and they're unwilling. On the other hand, we do have a value in common, and that's the bottom line. Their turnaround time is roughly 38 years. I do not know how fast they travel.
And already, without ever having seen the painting or even knowing where they were, it was already, and it was interesting to see it, a reputation in words for an art that didn't exist. So I had a very strong idea of what was absolutely the newest, most definite thing. And
but a 38-year supply line is a very long supply line in anyone's terms. They bring a lot of material out here from home, and they are answerable for it. For instance, if we could find a way to run up their costs of colonization, simply nickel and dime. When the time comes that they calculate that we are simply too expensive to be considered, they'll all pull out all over the world. They'll turn aside. Uniformly was, don't pick a fight with them. Don't even think about it. And I've concluded that was good advice.
In the 38-year supply line, are those light years?
I don't know. What I mean is, at one point I contemplated kicking them out of our space. And I looked to see what would happen if I did that, if I implemented what I had in mind. The, you might say, collection of all possibilities is something that is available to a shaman or to an experienced astral projectionist. It's something that I've learned to see. You look at the consequences before you do the action.
Thank you.
Africa, even now, in this time that we are talking in refugees, November, December of 1996, so much still happening in that Central African place, so much in that teaching has unfolded as we say. Just saved about what could be there beyond the presence, beyond the movement and motivation, beyond the luminous guidance. Just let it sit there, let it be a part of you. There is this thing of vision, and there is this thing of synchronicity, and there is this thing of vertical knowing, and there is this transcendent metamorphosis and of transcendence itself, and it's there. But do not try to understand all that we just said, and do not assume, please, do not assume that you already do understand. Rather than having to follow them around and around, following the curved line, the spirally line, but to leap, to step, the giant step perhaps, to a higher level, a higher octave of learning. Empowerment is the spark that can lift presence to new heights and depths, rather than allowing it to linger in the flat line of frustration with its boredom, anxiety and depression, or in the flat line of emotional flagellation with its self-hate, self-punishment, or hate and punishment of others. Empowerment is the spark that can lift presence to new heights and depths, rather than allowing it to linger. Oh, dear one, we encourage you, perhaps with forgiveness and confidence, to look beyond the horizons called the past, and with power and presence to reach beyond the horizons called the present. We encourage you, and we also invite you. We invite you to move decisively and brilliantly, to move from your well-earned and well-deserved pinnacle toward those horizons called the future, toward the many months awaiting, waiting to unfold in this year of empowerment. We encourage you. We invite you.
Hi, this is the Other Mark in Amsterdam. You're listening to WZBC Newton, USA. Hi, this is the Other Mark in Amsterdam. You're listening to WZBC Newton, USA. Hey, hi, this is the Other Mark in Amsterdam. All right, hi, this is the Other Mark in Amsterdam. Hey, all right, hi, this is the Other Mark in Amsterdam. You're listening to WZBC Newton, USA.
One boot up on the brass rail that ran the length of it at ankle height. Someone would say, "Here's Horace's boy," or "Here's your boy, Horace." And I'd see him turn toward me, a cigarette hanging from his lips. And in his eyes, there'd be only that cold loathing that came of being reminded again of the fact of his family and the house to which he must return from the careless sanctuary of the public bar. I blurt out my message, my little voice piping like a tin whistle among those shuffling, grunting men, those cattle at their beer. And he would tell me to go on back to the house. He'd be along shortly. No one would know, only I, how intense, how venomous was the hatred he felt toward me at that moment, and I'd hurry away as quick as I could. I was never able to tell my mother how much I disliked going into the dog and delivering her message, for my father disguised his feelings so effectively, she would have laughed to hear me explain what was really going on. When he was in this frame of mind, then drinking only made things worse. Drinking broke down his reserve. Mealtimes were hell. I would sit at the kitchen table, gazing at the ceiling, where an unshaded bulb dangled on the end of a braided brown cord. I tended always to slip into reverie in that pokey little kitchen, with its clanging pots and dripping tap and ever-present smell of boiling cabbage. It made those ghastly meals tolerable. Outside, the twilight darkened into night, and from over by the railway embankment came the scream of a whistle as some suburban train went steaming by. My mother put in front of me a plate of boiled potatoes, boiled cabbage, and stewed neck of mutton, the meat coming away from the bone in stringy greyish patches. There was a terrible tension in the room as I picked up my knife and fork. I knew my father was watching me. And this made things worse, for I was a clumsy boy at the best of times, only poorly in control of those long, gangling limbs of mine. I stuffed a large lump of potato in my mouth, but it was too hot, so I had to cough it back onto my plate. For Christ's sake, he hissed between clenched teeth. My mother glanced at him, her own fork poised over a potato that sat like a plug in a greasy puddle of thin gravy. Don't lose your temper, she murmured. It's not the boy's fault. The meal progressed in painful silence. There were no further train noises from over by the railway embankment, nor was there anything moving on Kitchener Street. Cutlery clattered on cheap china as we ate our neck of mutton, and the tap dripped into the sink with a steady plop, plop, plop. The bulb overhead continued to spread a sickly yellow light over the room, and having devoured my food, I sat once more gazing at the ceiling with my lips faintly moving, pausing only to pick at a shred of mutton caught between my teeth. Put the kettle on then, Spider, said my mother, and I rose to my feet. As I did so, I banged one of my kneecaps against the side of the table, jarring it violently, such that my father's plate moved several inches to the left. I felt him stiffen then. I felt his grip tighten on his fork, onto the end of which he had just scraped a soggy pile of pale, limp cabbage. But mercifully, he said nothing. I lit the gas. At last, he finished
eating. There's a lot of people around our country and a lot of people in Russia that we owe a great deal of thanks.
Placed his hands on the edge of the table, elbows arched outward at a sharp angle, and prepared to get up from the table. Off down the pub, I suppose, said my mother, still at work on her last potato, which she had cut into a number of very small pieces, and without lifting her eyes to my father's face. I cast a quick, fearful glance at him, and in the way his jaw worked, I knew what he thought of the pair of us, his gangling, useless son and his mutely reproachful wife, who sat there making little pokes and stabs at her potato and refusing to meet his eye. He took his cap and jacket from the hook on the back of the door and went out without a word. The kettle came to the boil.
We want to say hello to Michael and Janice too.
Make us a nice cup of tea then, Spider, said my mother, rising from her chair and brushing at her cheek as she began to gather the dirty plates.
That was Patrick McGraw.
And according to these rough measures...
Good evening. I'll be a ZBC in Newton. Uncommercial Potential Part 2 underway. Gotten past the Coast Guard, Shore Patrol, drug smuggling pilot ships, and the reefs and harbor wrecks and sandbars. Heading out for open waters. Some illegal sport fishing. Film a couple of skin flicks. And converse in illegal cryptography on the internet. And some radio beyond the 2 mile limit. 90.3 back here on the eastern Massachusetts side. Going till 2 o'clock. Here in the mild weather I created for myself. And don't I feel proud? I do. Anything I say, you can say. Or die trying, my friend. What else is there to do these days but your destiny? And I know what mine is. I've been frustrated with the convolutions of my destiny for a long time now. For my own immature abuse of my chosen powers and talents to do the impossible. I've been tied into knots by myself and have lived a life of utter gray areas. I won't go into it. This is the public airwaves after all. But it is my destiny. I'm unwinding it. And I'm going to touch after all, the path to true greatness is to let your balls hang out and flap in the wind, isn't it? That's what Jerry Maguire says. Of course, look what happened to him. So, let's journey. Let's go looking for it. And finding it. And doing all kinds of terrible, terrible things to it. No, we won't get caught. And yes, it's very addictive. And bad. Naughty stuff. I'm not interested in anything else. And I know you're not.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Way off topic. It's getting back to the difference between acoustic space and visual space.
Oh, thank you.
If visual space is obsolete, how come kaleidoscopes are so much fun?
gentleman in the beige shirt back there in the back, you, sir, who's looking around, will you please get a mic to the gentleman in the back right away?
Someone coming over.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Can you hear me?
Yes, just talk into the mic, please.
Okay, is that better? My name is James.
It is with great pride that the Walter Scott Medal is awarded to officers Keener, DeStefano, and Davin for their courageous acts.
So, and the people say they like my anal, so I think maybe that's what I'm good at.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, come
Like 10 or 11, something like that. We can have a good soccer team.
Medium. Visual space is not color photography. Visual space is the alphabet. It's abstract. It's black and white. All right? If you're misunderstanding, visual space disappeared a long time ago when the photograph came in and then the movie and, of course, television.
The bulimic will often know they need help. We'll see with Denise in the third program how she just came to the point whether she was going to decide whether she lived or died. So that is a good comparison. Anorexics often come from perfect families where there isn't a history of abuse, whereas bulimics will come from chaotic families, alcoholic families. Not that an anorexic couldn't, but there'll be more of a history of abuse.
You're all abused, aren't you? Of course.
Former agents. One was sent down to murder the head of Cuba, Fidel Castro. Another gentleman, Colonel Philip Renninger, was sent down to Guatemala to overthrow the government of Guatemala in 1954.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so your point was... Now, what was your question again?
The question was, come kaleidoscopes are so much fun?
Because kaleidoscopes is light through. You see, with the alphabet in the Gutenberg Galaxy of print, light was reflected off the page to the user. All right?
Okay.
Once we had the electro environment, we had light through. All right? Like a stained glass window. The popular... I like... This is that guy who giggles when I make insights. Yeah, you've been in there before. You're a good subgenius. I like you. You giggle at the right point because when laughter is a sign of learning. When people are learning something, they laugh. All right? They reconcile the yes and no in themselves. An insight, a paradigm, a pattern recognition.
Hello, everybody. I am Larry.
I'm Larry.
Agent is actually a spy on Iowa State University campus.
The relationship of Hughes to emotions has been well documented. Throughout civilization, we all know that red induces fear and blue suggests peace. Fuchsia suggests indifference. Yellow suggests sort of an ironic sarcasm, I would say.
New music that you hear today instantly goes on, gets a lot of promotion. People hear it a lot, it sells because people are hearing it, there's nothing else to buy.
That this new year holds so much presence, so much movement, motivation, so much linear guidance, and it does. And it also holds so much more within its very mystery, within its very magic. Within the mystery and magic of empowerment, there is vision. There is vision that is also replete with magic and with wonder. Vision that comes from beyond your conscious mind, that comes from beyond your conscious world. There is vision of your soul and of your spirit, and there is vision of the goddess. The goddess who uses the archetypes to craft her visions. Deep within the mystery, deep within the magic of empowerment itself, beyond its secrets, there is vision. Secondly, there is this thing called synchronicity, where the archetypes are at play in the fields of your reality. Synchronicity and magic can emerge from the very depths of empowerment itself and can flow into your reality and your world, your private world, your personal world, and your world of globe can blossom with synchronicity and can blossom with magic. And also, out of the realms, out of the domain of empowerment, comes these new ways of learning and these new ways of knowing. You have worked with linear learning and linear knowing, and you have also begun to work with exponential learning, exponential knowing. And you have come to learn and know a great deal, there is no question, but that your learning now can leap, it can leap, and it can become what we might call vertical learning or vertical knowing. Now, please understand, we are not talking about vertical communication. Vertical communication means that communication that is on a vertical line from above, below, that which is sort of parental communication, that is the negative judgmental communication, where I who know better tell you who know less. I am who above you who tell you who are less than me. It is a communication. Vertical communication is a negative type of communication that impedes and often stops and does not allow communication to move forward. We are not talking about vertical communication, but we are talking about something that might be called vertical knowing, vertical learning, vertical knowing, where there are spirals of learning, spirals of knowing, and you can leap from spiral to spiral rather than having to follow them around and around, following the curved line, the spirally line, but to leap, to step, the giant step perhaps, to a higher level, a higher octave of learning, a higher octave of knowing, in this vertical leaping, rather than having to walk around and to move, however elegantly the dance may be, to leap from one floor to another, from one octave to another. And you see, within empowerment itself, there is this capacity of this new kind of knowing, this new kind of learning.
Lasers. The beauty of it is lasers aren't that expensive. We have lasers from a few milliwatts to several watts available. We've got them in any color you can name now. And a lot of them are multicolored lasers that you can separate them with different prisms and different. We use oftentimes a Mac Earl in our own light show to just pull five different colors out of an argon laser. You get krypton lasers, there's a whole multitude of different types of lasers that are available now to work with our system. In addition to using the laser itself, we also like to coordinate the laser with sound. And of course, we've got many different sound tapes. Even the meditation tape that you've listened to so far could be used with lasers. And we have another tape that's going to be available with this series too, with no words on it at all to go with that meditation tape. But...
And younger people generally don't have that same reverence for the image, because they can either change it, they can manipulate it, they can type their own things into it. So they've got a very different relationship to media.
Oh, kaleidoscopes are in color. Color is a tactile medium. Visual space is not color photography. Visual space is the alphabet. It's abstract. It's black and white. All right? If you're misunderstanding, visual space disappeared a long time ago when the photograph came in, and then the movie and, of course, television.
Students, dark-skinned students, foreigners, and people from other countries.
The holy image.
How does that translate into what they buy?
Well, I don't know if it translates as much into what they buy as the effectiveness of traditional programming techniques.
The vehicle of abstract thought.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
So the old-style programmers knew they had a captive audience, they knew the person wasn't going to change the channel, and they could put the viewer into a real state of tension. I mean, that's the way dramas worked since Aristotle's time. As you take
and you're saying that's broken?
Thank you.
In the Industrial Age, as is true in all the other ages, there has always been the people who believe, as we do, that the task of the human being is to devote yourself to a search and a quest and a seeking for more knowledge, higher intelligence, moving, changing. Socrates said it. And in the Industrial Age, there's been that tradition throughout the Industrial Age, in England, in France, certainly ours. Our brothers and sisters in the Orient have been reminding us over and over again that that's the duty, the yoga of personal growth. Something interesting developed, though, in the industrial society, the use of neurotransmitters to change the mind and to activate and boot up the brain.
Hello, everybody. I am Larry, and whenever I'm in the Boston area, I make it a point to listen to
The hashishins in France, the romantic poets in England, and of course the long ancient millennia traditions of search in the Orient have always centered on the use of plants, vegetables, drugs. The drugs I'm talking about, though, are not the drugs of the Reagan-Bush-Quayle administration. I'm not talking about alcohol or heroin or cocaine. Sure, these things work. They work on the body. I'm talking about psychoactive neurotransmitters, vegetables that have been designed over the hundreds of thousands of years, have some kind of symbiotic relationship with mammalian bodies so that they accelerate or boot up or speed your mind. These are the so-called psychedelic drugs.
I can't believe I'm taking advice from someone who watches cartoons.
Be quiet, you idiot.
That's Ryan Stimpy. They are way existential.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
No. Why do I sound like I do?
Your point was... Now, what was your question again?
My friend, Prince McKenna, whom I consider one of the great voices of our times, I'm sure, has taught us about this. The two things happened in the industrial society. They got better and better and better. No question, you start cranking it up. Boom, 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 boom. Better machines, microscopes, telescopes, electron microscopes. And pretty soon, after 15 billion years on this planet, and after 30,000 years of climbing from the cave to Alamogordo, scientists discovered the basic rules of the universe. Now, I'm not talking about laws here. In the mechanical age, they love laws. There's the law of gravity. We repealed that in the 60s. Laws of motion, laws of reaction. If you were a hot shot physicist, you came out with laws. Yeah, sure, right. Well, laws are to be broken. In the new age, the cybernetic age, where the units of information are quarks and bits, they don't talk about laws. I mean, the universe isn't going to stop because of a law. We talk about algorithms. Now, the new philosophy, I mean, you know what I'm going to say,
that give out handbooks when models come in. In fact, they should be quizzed on later.
Well, you know, and while I was writing Model, I tried to always have in mind this sort of unknown 14-year-old girl in Kansas City.
Gotcha.
And I thought, if I can explain this to her.
On the three great quests, two great mottos, Einstein said, everything is relative. There's no absolute space and time. I try to measure you, but you're changing at the speed of light. I'm changing. Every time we fix each other, it's changed. Everything's relative. The solution to that is quick feedback. I'm moving. I'm changing. But you feedback too. So we're in constant touch. So the new field of reality are these interactive feedback interloop exchanges between us.
Psychic.
so. Okay. Like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians. And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Somebody really wanted to make a film using that kind of dialogue, that very terse, you know, Chandler, Hammett, Hemingway type dialogue. Would it sell today?
Kaleidoscopes are so much fun.
Because Kaleidoscopes is light through. You see, with the alphabet and the Gutenberg Galaxy of print, light was reflected off the page to the user. All right?
Okay.
Once we had the electro environment, we had light through. All right? Like a stained glass window. The popular... I like... This is that guy who giggles when I make insights. Yeah, you've been in...
sent down to Cuba to poison the food supply in Havana.
That's broken to a large extent. It's certainly been abused. You know, by as the...
They buy.
The holy image.
How does that translate it into what they buy?
It was one of our best scenes, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's easy when you do what you have to, when you have to do what you do usually at home. So.
Yeah, working together is fun.
Yeah, I have some pictures on the internet and with the lady. She sells the pictures and we share the profits from that. And also I have a lot of people that write to me, and probably I will start to sell something to them.
I should try to answer to everybody, but it takes a long time. Well, let's check if there is new money. Yes, just yes. One. Love those boobs. Mmm, worth a wank. Do you like this?
Yeah. You see, just one line and few words. But there are people from all over the world that are buying the pictures and writing from Spain, from Japan, from England, many places.
This is one of the reasons that I dream about the business for my whole life, because for me it was impossible to understand how you can have sex and enjoy and have fun and be paid for that.
So genius, I like you. You giggle at the right point, because what laughter is a sign of learning.
Because she was smooth, every part of her body inside and out. Obviously, she's a potential box.
How do you like being in the business?
Cool.
Cool? You having fun?
Yeah.
You like sex?
Yeah.
I'd like to check you out a little bit. Can you stand up?
A little bit.
I'll take a crack at this.
Now, why don't you just swing back around in the chair?
Oh, yeah. That's
beautiful. She has the cutest voice. I hope you can hear it, man. Her voice kills me. You titty sensitive?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
No, I wasn't nervous today. Actually, it was really easy and comfortable. Guys get so thrilled when they hear or see Asian women. They think there's something so sexual about them, and I don't know what it is, because I speak.
I'm going to fall awake.
I like to give oral sex more than receiving it. No, I like to make the man happy.
Oh, yeah. It's time to come up with you to suck. Suck.
I always enjoy having sex outside because I think it's so cool. You know? Yeah, I'd like it anywhere, actually. On the beach, anywhere, but outside's kind of fun.
Poison the children of Cuba for whatever reason. So we all, I believe, already know this information, Mr. Deutsch. My question to you is, if we know all of this stuff that the agency has done historically, then why certainly should we believe you today when you say, certainly this could never happen in Los Angeles when it's happened all over the world?
Doggy style. A lot.
Let's put it aside when we get serious.
I do enjoy sex.
Voice. Did Einstein get in trouble with that? You can't believe. Poor Einstein, that wonderful fuzzy haired guy. The Jimmy Swaggarts and Jerry Fellows, they kicked his ass. They said, you cannot. Bang, bang, bang. Work the door. You cannot go around telling people there are no absolutes. That things are relative. Who are you, boy, to think that you can overthrow 3,000 years of divinity? It's not relative. It's absolute. It's the Ten Commandments. Okay. It's the Koran. Isn't it amazing? We're here in this good-humored, happy, individualistic confab at the very time in history when the leader of the Islamic religion, 1 billion followers of Muhammad, are being encouraged to kill some poor guy that wrote a funny little book. Is that a joke? Boy, those guys can't take a joke.
Something they laugh, all right? They reconcile the yes and no in themselves. It comes out into an insight, a paradigm, a pattern recognition. But we'll remind you of that light through colorful experience, color being a tactile. In other words, pre-literate cultures have very colorful costumes and clothing, all right?
Okay.
And the alphabetic man, the print man of 100, 200 years ago in the West was a very bland, kind of anemic form of cultural clothing.
kind of a god or a goddess is it if she can't take a joke? I mean, by definition, number one, the criterion of even a reasonable run-of-the-mill god or goddess is you can laugh a little bit.
Fourthly, within empowerment, the potentials for transcendent metamorphosis and for transcendence itself. The transcendent metamorphosis and the transcendence can become both luminous and substantive. They can become viable forces and energies in your reality, in your realm, in your domain. But wait a moment, who? We get so far ahead of ourselves here. We are just so excited. We are just so enthused by what this year can hold. We are just so excited and so enthused by what lies beyond the horizons that you call your future. So, let's take a moment. Do not try to understand all that we just said about what can be there beyond the presence, beyond the movement and motivation, beyond the luminous guidance. Just let it sit there, let it be a part of you. There is this thing of vision, and there is this thing of synchronicity, and there is this thing of vertical knowing, and there is this of transcendent metamorphosis and of transcendence itself, and it's there. But do not try to understand all that we just said, and do not assume, please, do not assume that you already do understand what we just said. Love yourself enough, please. Love yourself enough. For we have 12 months, we have a full year together to unfold the magic of empowerment with its counterweight, with its counterbalance, with its sparks. We have 12 months to explore, to work, and to love together as we delve into the depths and uncover and discover what a vision of synchronicity, of knowing, and of metamorphosis and transcendence we can find there. In this discussion, we want to provide what might well be called a subtext, a backdrop, with which to work with this year. We want to use a bit of hindsight to look at what we said of 1996, that year of wonder, but mainly we want to use a bit of foresight to look at the year that is about to come, to look internationally, nationally, and personally, as so frequently we do, to create a backdrop, to create a subtext against which and upon which to view this year, 1997, the year of empowerment.
What does that mean?
Let's go.
50 cents. All right, guys, what's in your clothes?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
Hit it, boys!
Hit what?
Cool.
Well, I gotta go. You boys did good.
Hey, take us with you.
Yeah. We want you to be our woman.
Sorry, but I got important things to do. Things you can't be a part of.
Like what?
Well, I gotta get gas.
Bye, biker lady. You think she does it?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I still got my condominium. What do I do with it?
Saturday night!
So that's pretty clear. I think I made it clear. You've learned something tonight from that.
Okay, well, do you think a kaleidoscope would be a good medium for the media to use in the East-West?
Well, I don't know if it translates as much into what they buy as the effectiveness of traditional programming techniques. You know, the old-style programmers knew they had a captive audience, they knew the person wasn't going to change the channel, and they could put the viewer into a real state of tension. I mean, that's the way dramas worked since Aristotle's time. As you take
And you're saying that's broken?
For nonviolent drug offenders and the mentally ill.
That mic. I have to interject here. I don't want to lose my identity amongst all this electricity, facsimile machines everywhere. In fact, this is, what is this, a world of feedback called dimensions? It's new metaphysics, dementia. Ricocheting off the sideboard in the left corner pocket, running the table till 2 o'clock, where randomness will determine the appearance of the Dubmeister, Captain Rio, and Psychic Dubrise going all night long. Maybe if you manifest, if you conjure, if you use a sigil, if you do a ritual and hocus pocus, all these maligned words like femininity and engines, hikes and niggers and all those kinds of things. Femininity. I think the latest statistics I read in the Times were that 70% of all Americans, male and female, over the age of 14, want to violently hurt women. And if they can't do that, they'll hurt themselves. Amazing statistic. Well, this is new metaphysics, where 85% of those polled want to hurt me for doing this show. And ain't that the way it's supposed to be? Here in Oz, Zoo spelled backwards, kind of. Gary Geiseman right here, proud to take credit for this audio presentation. I'm WZster BC, coming right at you from the center of this landmass here in the eastern tri-state area.
Gotta watch out. That country music can sneak up on you. And you know what that means. Time to decrease medication, I think. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. If I don't take my life, I'll be back next Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Do it all over again. With a twist. Just like subatomic particles. Twist left, twist right. Create all phenomena. Kind of thing. So just where does it come from, you ask? Where the hell is this coming from? This sub-metaphysical question, this. And it ain't a co-han either. Two hands clapping kind of thing. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, no, it does not make a sound. I have that from keen authority. Take it to the bank. I said take it to the bank. You're getting paid to listen to this show, aren't you? If you're not, there's an F word for you. Fill it in. All right, I gotta go scratch my ass. I'll be back.
And less costly and should be fully implemented.
Of course, vermilion has always stood for sort of a haughty, mild interest, not too much interest.
To a large extent, it's certainly been abused.
Now, I was born in Texarkana with a feather in my hand.
Drama's worked since Aristotle's time.
Are you saying that's broken?
That's broken to a large extent. It's
when I walk in on the scene
of traditional programming techniques. You know, the old-style programmers knew they had a captive audience. They knew the person wasn't going to change the channel. It put the viewer into a real state of tension. I mean, that's the way drama's worked since Aristotle's time.
Saying that's broken?
Broken to a large extent. It's certainly been abused. You know, the good old way of, you know, create a character you like and put them in a state of tension and...
Picture here?
As a metaphor. You mean as a symbolic, like quoting the native cultures, like a bob pipe?
Yeah.
You look like rain.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I suspect you've been doing some espionage in our Secret Council 10 meetings. It's actually what we use. Are you with me or against me?
That's a future question.
Yeah, another... You
day of vacations before we fanned out to our homes. And in the evening, this bunch of us would go to a gin mill owned by the gangster father of one of us, and we would drink with the grown-ups and listen to the jazz. And one time in the bunch of us, there was this boy who was 15, and he had killed his mother with a shotgun some years before.
Thank you. to listen to WZBC in Newton.
You told me that just now. I just raised the question.
Yeah, but I think you knew that. Yeah, you're playing pink. Okay, baby. We're watching you. You're watching me. That's the way it is under electric conditions. Remember, we're still islands, though, right?
Okay.
You know, you're an island. I'm an island.
All right.
No connections.
Thanks very much, caller.
Yes.
Night.
Good night. Just espionage. Excellent caller.
Hello, everybody. I am Larry.
Mrs. Walter Schroeder and Mrs. John Schroeder. Department Medal of Honor, the Boston Police Relief Association Memorial Award, the Thomas F. Sullivan Award, the Boston Bank Award, to Sergeant Patrick J. Crossan of Area C-11, Patrol Officer John T. McCarthy of Area C-11.
their own things into it. So they've got a very different relationship to media, to the holy image.
Sergeant Crossan, by the way, has recently been promoted to lieutenant. About 10:50 a.m., Monday, May 15, 1995, a woman knocked on the door of 127 Dakota Street, Dorchester, seeking money from one of the residents. When she was told to leave the premises, she persistently returned a second time with a male armed with a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun who forced his way into the apartment. The male and female suspects then proceeded to take money and jewelry from the occupants. During the confrontation, several shots were fired, with one of the occupants being injured in the leg. One resident was able to escape and, using a cellular phone, notified the police. Sergeant Patrick Crossan, Patrol Officer John T. McCarthy, with additional Area C-11 officers, responded to the scene. Upon arrival, the officers were met by a woman on the front porch screaming, "He has a gun and he's going to shoot my mother." Sergeant Crossan and Officer McCarthy proceeded to the second floor, where they announced their office and were able to observe through a window the suspect inside the apartment. The officers then heard a shot from inside and observed the suspect escape out the back. Sergeant Crossan and Officer McCarthy exited the building and
translated
the
into
officers proceeded down each side of the house toward the backyard. Sergeant Crossan ascended the back stairway onto the porch when suddenly a figure emerged from the back door. Sergeant Crossan, with a service weapon drawn, ordered the suspect to halt. The suspect then swung a large object at Sergeant Crossan, striking him on the upper body and right arm. Sergeant Crossan was able to grab the object, which he now realized was a sawed-off shotgun. He held it close to him. A violent struggle ensued for control of that weapon. Officer McCarthy responded to the back of the house, where he observed Sergeant Crossan engaged in a violent struggle. He also attempted to retrieve the suspect's weapon. Sergeant Crossan and Officer McCarthy gained control of the suspect and the weapon, and with the assistance of Area C-11 officers, the suspect was handcuffed and placed under arrest. The female suspect was also placed under arrest and transported to Area C-11. With complete disregard for their own personal safety, Sergeant Crossan and Officer McCarthy, using great restraint, were able to apprehend this armed and dangerous felon. The Boston Police Department is extremely proud to acknowledge their courage and bravery when faced with such grave danger. It is an honor to present to these two fine officers the distinctive Schroeder's Brothers Memorial Medal.
Well, I don't know if it translates as much into what they buy as the effectiveness of traditional programming techniques. You know, the old-style programmers knew they had a captive audience, they knew the person wasn't going to change the channel, and they could put the viewer into a real state of tension. I mean, that's the way dramas worked since Aristotle's time. As you take
and you're
the,
saying that's broken?
That's broken to a large extent. It's certainly been abused. You know, the good old way of, you know, create a character you like and put them in a state of tension and then have Athena or someone come down and save the day, or paper towels or whatever it might be. It's
that doesn't
much
work
to
for
do
people
that.
Who are sitting there going, yeah, the guy's going to get killed pretty soon. Just
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
someone who's going to surf away and come back for the climax. He's not even going to really care as much about the character. So I think that programming technique doesn't work anymore because it's been abused and because kids are savvy to it. So,
But isn't there something transitory about the idea that, you know, you're going to have a zero attention span, you're going to be, you know, really interested in about five things at once when you're, you know, in your 20s, and by the time you begin to think about, you know, the kinds of life issues that are going to define you, things are going to change for you, and you may get a little more traditional, albeit with a non-traditional Gen X background.
Well, definitely there's the sense that as you get over the top of the hill, you know, in life, things seem to get more linear, don't they? But the real question is whether we as a culture have gone over the top of the hill. You know, and you've got a huge group of fundamentalist Christians in this country with bumper stickers on their cars saying, you know, in case of rapture, this car will be empty. There are people looking forward to apocalypse the same way a middle-aged person might be going, okay, life is kind of over. Now I'm just going to coast down. And I think the real cultural struggle now is between people that think this world's going to end and people who don't. You know,
So let's translate that into demographic.
Right. People.
The struggle now is between people that think this world's going to end and people who don't.
I'm your host, Dieter. Winter is coming and I'm as happy as a little girl. This week we have a very special sprocket. Join us, won't you, as we play...
Brought to you by German Ego Wobbles. German Ego Wobbles. You will Lego my ego. Now...
I think color in photography today is merely an attempt on the part of the photographer to further manipulate the lives and the degradation of the people who view photographs, to contend that photographs of today reflect more specifically the quality of life, is to suggest that the photographs of the Pan-Eurasian War of 1878, shortly after the development of the black and white means of photographing, was not valid and did not reflect the true meaning of life.
I've learned a little bit more being in this business, and I'm not as shy as I used to be. I used to be terribly shy. I mean, terribly. My scene was really fun. I did a lot of positions. Yes, I only do boy-girl scenes. I once tried to talk me into doing girl-girl, but I'm like, no!
Unbiased minds to come together on these issues, and you will give it, I'm sure, the importance to which it's entitled.
end of the game. Now's the time our sprockets when we dance. That's your Stephanie. My name is Dieter. Auf Wiedersehen.
Stalled on us. And you thought I'd help? I'll never quote you. I wouldn't quote you even as an anonymous source. You'd be on deep background. You can trust me, you know that. Can you tell me what you know?
You tell me what you know.
Hunt worked for Coulson at the White House. Hunt was investigating Kennedy and Chappaquiddick.
That should tell you a lot. What else?
Well, we're beginning to hear a lot about a lawyer in Crete named Gordon Liddy.
He's really cool. He's good. I like the part when he is like really fast.
You're gonna miss him, but she's such a good fuck.
Well, the first cum shot, he accidentally came before he's supposed to. I took it in my mouth. The swallowing shot.
Gordon Liddy was fired by Mitchell because he wouldn't talk to the FBI. You'll hear more. Liddy put his hand over a candle and he kept it there. He kept it right in the flame until his flash was burned. Somebody said, "What's the trick?" And Liddy said, "The trick is not minding." The story is dry.
And then the second cum shot was on my behind. But I think I made Randy really happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Told me like dog, I couldn't leave it out.
All we've got are pieces. We can't seem to figure out what the puzzle is supposed to look like.
Okay, my name is Rebecca Leon. I'm an actress, and I'm French. So I've been here since almost 2 years, and I've been doing this business since 2 years. And actually, no, I started to do it in France a couple months before I've been here.
Ecology works on four levels. On the first level, the most complex, the formal level,
It's programming our sensing environments. For example, we programmed visual space for 300 years under printing press conditions. Then we brought in acoustic space retrieval with radio, and then tactile space with television.
United States, it's a huge, huge industry. In France, it's very, very small. So it's maybe like three big companies, and the rest of it, it's amateur. The girls over there are more natural and have a very different looking. There is more brunettes, for example, and they are like natural. So that's why I think American people like them. In France, like over the world, the industry is very taboo. So people think like crazy stuff about that industry. Most of the time it's wrong. So I was a little bit scared about it. So it makes me more, you know, exciting. The fact to try once. So I try and I met very nice people.
Please don't compromise your principles or your consciences in rendering this decision. Don't rush to judgment. Don't compound what they've already done in this case. Don't rush to judgment.
And that's tactility television. So you're working with the tactile sensory environment.
Okay, that's number one. Period.
That's the first level, the most general sensory programming of population. The second level of Bob's media ecology is controlling, it's basically advertising. But we call it advertising and programming, or advertising and then the show or the information. But from the perspective of the first level, they merge. But on the second level of Bob's media ecology, it's programming media content.
Mm-hmm.
John Mitchell resigns as the head of CREEP and says that he wants to spend more time with his family. We don't exactly believe that.
No, but it's touching.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand. Let's come in from the cold. Supposedly, he's got a lawyer with $25,000 in a brown paper bag.
They follow the money.
So let's translate that into demographic.
Right.
People who think world will end. Define them.
People who think world will end, I think, are people who are going to clutch to authority, clutch
about
to
what
institutions.
Kind of, how old are they? What's their income level? What do they buy? What kind of, you know, they like saltines or graham crackers?
Saltines or graham crackers.
You know, it's people who think the world are going to end who really think the world's gonna end
are,
you know, let's look at 18 to 34. What are they about? That's what doesn't work anymore. That's yeah, really. Generally, they have people with few assets.
It's a consultant.
With few
stumped
assets at all. The thing that I don't do, and that I think you really can't do, is to do these broad generalizations.
So this business is great. I mean, I like to have sex. I love it. And I get the opportunity to get money from it. I'm an exhibitionist person. So, I mean, I like to play with the camera, too. I did a scene with Randy for a pen commerce. yes, but you want to do anal? I say no. He said, oh, fine. I don't care.
The following is pure fiction.
$5,000 in a brown paper bag.
Follow the money.
Have a judgment that is well thought out. One that you can believe in.
Follow the money.
I understand that I am not going. I did not come here thinking that everybody here was going to believe. I came here for a much simpler task. I came here to stand up on my legs and tell you what I was doing to investigate horrible allegations. All you can do is listen to what I have to say and wait and read the results. But I did not expect to come here and find everybody applauding the remarks that I made. But I want you to know, I've come here and told you, unlike the other cases that you've mentioned, where there was nobody who came here and told you, there was nobody who came out and told you there's going to be an investigation.
I like to shoot outdoors, because I like, you know, to have sex, like, outside, in, like, dangerous or situation. Like, I know people can see me, you know, but I'm not sure, so, you know, it's very exciting.
Have you finished, Mr. Dorf?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, fine. This gentleman here in this jacket over here, sir, you've had your time once, I think. This one right here, Steve in the white jacket, white hat. Okay, fine. Thank you. You'll be next.
Mr. Deutsch, you and the DEA's former director had a conflict and he resigned. What happened to that ton of cocaine that you were supposed to be watching coming from Bogota, Colombia? What happened to that ton of cocaine that you were supposed to be watching coming from Bogota, Colombia?
I don't know what you're referring to, sir.
There was a conflict between the DEA and the CIA, whereas you guys were watching a ton of cocaine flying out of Bogota, Colombia for a sting operation. The director of the CIA didn't agree on your tactics, and you superseded him and went over, and he resigned. The former, I don't know his name, but the former DEA director, the one that just resigned because you wouldn't give him the information on the ton of cocaine that you were supposed to be watching coming from Bogota, Colombia. Whatever happened to the ton of cocaine?
Demographics and psychographic, this whole reductionist tendency, the way to look at it.
I don't know what you're referring to.
What the CDC director said, quote, well, sometimes these things just fall through the cracks.
What happened to that ton of cocaine that you were supposed to be watching coming from Bogota, Colombia?
You mean, where?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
But you could tell me that.
No, I have to do this my way.
You tell me what you know, and I'll confirm. I'll keep you in the right direction if I can, but that's all. Just follow the money.
The movie I did with Nick is for Wicked Picture. It was outside. It was on the top of a building. The scene was very, very hard.
This police drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
People told me I was very good for a blowjob, like deep throat. So, well, if you say it, it's probably true. People was very nice too. You know, it's important when the crew and the director are nice, because they let you a little bit do whatever you want to. There is a big difference between having sex with a guy and a woman, because a woman, when you have sex with her, well, she knows what you like, because she knows what she likes, so it's more easy for her to do it.
And there's time and we could still do it if we're careful about it. But this is not a species we pick a fight with. Remember, fighting, territorial warfare, is one of those competitive biological activities that served our ancestors well, perhaps. But it is not an appropriate gesture with this species. It's simply a wrong approach. Moreover, we would lose. You don't want to pick a fight with this species because we could not win. We don't need a war. We need a toll booth. Well, let's see. Okay. Now, one thing I should remark, of the technological treasure that's available here, what I'd really like to do sometime is teach some scientists and engineers how to do this style of remote viewing. Because you can see things that would be of great value to us. There is technology there which we could in time understand and which could make a great difference to us down here. The arrival of these visitors may turn out to be a blessing for us. We can learn about ourselves, and we can improve our life down here. We can even learn to be an intelligent species. One of the interesting aspects of this, that it has become clear to me, that the distinction we commonly make between mind and matter is an intellectual error, a dramatic intellectual mistake. They do not distinguish. They have technology which can interact with your power of attention. Technology, in other words, that does some things that right now we only do with mind.
Previous environment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'll say about that level. The third level is bureaucratic media ecology, which largely consists of Big Brother work, what Orwell tried to whistleblow on with 1984. That is basically assassinations, political smear jobs, framings, sort of battles behind the scenes.
Now we're getting interesting.
Yeah.
About bowling, kingpin,
Harrelson has also been making headlines for his efforts to legalize industrial hemp. He was arrested earlier this month in Kentucky for planting marijuana seeds. I'm pleased to have him here to talk about films and everything else. Welcome.
Thank you, Charlie. Good to be here.
It's my pleasure. Let's talk first about the hemp thing and the arrest and what you're trying to say and what you want to say and what's at stake for you.
Cool. Well, first of all, you know, you can't say that I planted marijuana seeds. I mean, you can, but they were, you know, tested, certified, non-psychoactive, low THC, industrial hemp seeds from Europe.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter, you know, you could grow them for years. You'd never get a buzz off of them. You know, you can't get high from hemp.
I don't like girls who get like fake boobs. I think American companies like European girls because of their accent, of course, you know, it's more exotic. And they are bored with fake nose, fake face, and fake boobs.
There's three girls on this set, and they're all natural breasted, and I'm like, thank you.
Yesterday I worked with Vince Hoyer. He has a director, and the company wanted only like European type of girls, like natural, with accent, you know.
The one that just resigned because you wouldn't give him the information on the ton of cocaine that you were supposed to be watching coming from Bogota, Colombia. Whatever happened to the ton of cocaine?
Now let's look at 18 to 34. What are they about? That's what doesn't work anymore. Those are the guys, those are the high-paid consultants that are not worth what they're doing.
But isn't that what you're getting paid to do?
No.
With someone for a studio, and it's very different because you can't really enjoy it because it's like the time of the sex is very, very short.
Just follow the money.
And they cut all the time.
Right? I'm sorry. Have you quit? Right? Exactly. Action.
That's the third level of programming. And then the fourth level is what I'm an expert at, is collective clairvoyance. And that is the sum of the first three levels that are creating a synergistic effect greater than the sum of the parts.
As I go in, and what I get paid to do is I tell them, look, this stuff doesn't work anymore. Stop doing your focus groups. Stop producing it. Create a good product. Tell people what it does and hope that you make some money on it.
$7,500. Paid to do.
No, the funny thing is, I go in, and what I get paid to do is I tell them, look, this stuff doesn't work anymore. Stop doing your focus groups. Stop producing it. Create a good product. Tell people what it does and hope that you make some money on it.
The 8 minutes, it'll be time for Night Air with yours truly, James Poulos, and now back to New York and Heat with John Huckenberry.
Now, in yet another discussion, we will focus on the context. In that discussion in the series of tapes called Rhythms and Patterns, we will examine the phases and we will explore each month of 1997 to maximize your efficiency and your effectiveness as you navigate through the ebbs and flows of the energies and the waxes and wanes of the forces of the year itself, the energies and forces of empowerment itself.
The first meaningful clump of sound. From then on, it's simple. It's just that first meaning nexus, like your first kill, like the first person you've killed. After that, it's easy. At least that's what they tell me. I wouldn't know myself. I don't get out much, and
just follow the money.
All I know is through that cable wire that comes into my apartment. I have a lot of other horrible, disgusting little secrets, but we'll save that for a rainy day. New metaphysics creeping out of the compost here in Newton. Just for you good folks out there, community style, non-capitalism type wireless communication here in the bright, bright time upon the face of the waters right now. Communicate type thing. What we have had a problem doing. Well, no more, my friends. That problem is just about solved. WZBC style. New metaphysics. Gary Geiserman right here. Bringing you sounds in the night. For lovers. Request line. I have no pants on. How about you? Kinda radio. Getting snuggly and intimate here. Long time till the sun come up. Here between Christmas and New Year's. Kind of like that space between the... Well, we won't get into it. Anatomy-wise. (552) 4686, the Lover's Hotline. We have male or female human impersonators tonight, emulating that human growth, cellular kind of subatomic right spin kind of, well, you get the drift, blue-green algae kind of growth, don't get cancer, have fun, avoid pain, leave this world a better place. The second kill is easier than the first. Pelts worth money. Misguided values. Value itself misguided. Capitalism, post-capitalism now. Transition. It has been transition. Since post-World War II. The boomer generation, the crest of the wave, the generation since then, the enjoyers of the new world. All the post-boomers ready to ride. Lock and load. Or wander existentially upon the wastelands. It's just a matter of perception. We all know that. Going till 2 o'clock. When the good captain steps aboard the ship Lollipop and takes you dubside till 6. Make sure and catch all the NCP, no commercial capitalist kind of we don't get paid programming here at the Z-ster. Every weekday night starting at PM 7 till AM 2. 10 DJs. It's a 10 DJ system here, just like in the mathematics world. Systems drive, rule bound, defined fun. Well, do I have to tell you everything? You can call all the DJs and touch them. It is real. It is the most real thing you can do. In this world of ours. I know, I am Gary Geiserman. So, we'll see if we hear from the good captain tonight. This man is regular. He comes in like randomness. And you can quote me on that. So have a good new year coming up, especially if you're from the Orient, where it's a very, 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 very big holiday. Several days in a row of drinking and all sorts of debauchery and sanctioned fun for the Oriental mind. Been hearing from Cathode Ray Tube for a while here. I'm Dat. Cathode Ray, a loyal listener of the show, recently married, paired off with a opposite spinning subatomic particle, dancing on the screen. Hopefully will not lose electronic charge and go off with valence. Metaphorically, like Richie Valens. New metaphysics where the listener fills in the blanks. Because you can't expect me to do it all. I only do part. I mean, this is communication, isn't it? Broadcast media.
Is the result day in, day out of what all these various levels of programming contribute to.
Okay, so what you're
the fourth level is the final level.
And when you say clairvoyance, does that mean that through nothing else other than the activity of the mind, you can direct all of these three levels to one point of interest, to one aim, one collective goal?
Okay, there's Einstein, the basic common sense. Put yourself in the other guy's shoes. Walk a mile in the other person's mind. Oh, try to get their point of view. That's the basis of information theory. Interpersonal interactive. And the 21st century. Legally exchange information, so we all know where Amos is at. The second principle, the second great prophet of the cybernetic age is Heisenberg. Heisenberg says something that the Hindu philosophers and the Buddhist philosophers have been saying for 3,000 years. You create your own reality. Why? How? Why? You create your own reality because, number one, it comes through your sense organs. I'm colorblind. I see a different reality than you do. You use a microscope, the techniques for you. You use a telescope, electron telescope. Hey, it's a different reality every time you fine-tune your perceptual apparatus. Not to mention the fact that each of us creates our own reality by imposing our models or our paradigms. Oh, here's a drop of something red over there. Yeah, I think it's paint. No, I think it's blood. What do you think? Yeah, I've got a microscope. Yeah, that's blood, all right. That's blood, yeah. Hey, it's an electron microscope. Yeah, I see it. Hey, here comes Jimmy Swagger. Oh, shit. What's up, man? What's that red over there? Well, take a look at it, Jimmy. Take a look at the microscope. You need to open the microscope. That's the work of the devil. It's red, it's pink, it's the vagina of the whore of Babylon, and she's winking at me. You make your own reality, like it or not. Jean-Paul Sartre was great here, French expansionist. He said, boys and girls, I know you want some comfort, but there's no comfort. You're all alone out there. You're in the nose cone of the spaceship of your own time and like that. You're heading into a black future and you don't have a clue as to where you're going and no navigation and you don't even know how to operate the neurological equipment. Well, I'm sorry, but that's where you're at. Oh, but that's too hard to take, isn't it? Hey, you're having enough time paying the rent and avoiding the smog air and all that shit and the 1 billion hours are going to kill you for reading a book or something. And now I come along, Sartre comes along and tells you, every day you got to get up, you got to figure it all out, that you're there's no one to rely on. And, oh, no, you can't. I know you can't. Well, in that case, come along with me to the theological boutique. Come on. Yeah. We'll go down to the Divinity Mall. You can buy a nice guard here. Solve all your problems, do all your thinking for you. Okay. You're like a little, oh, look at that. Hey, there's a sweet one. That's a nice warm Madonna, a virgin god, yeah. She's riding her arm, yeah, that's pretty good, okay. Want to wrap it up? Or no? Maybe you'd like, hey, there's a real good macho god there, right? The king of keys. Oh, I guess you like that one, yeah. Yeah, you get that. Blows in the dark, too. Well, you get the point. No matter what kind of never inventions you make about God, you can get down on your knees, you can crawl on your feet, you can kiss all the boots and crucifixes you want. But I still want to come back to the fact that if you out there decided you're going to do that, so. Fortunately, though, we have a lot of help. Once you define yourself as someone who's out there all alone on your time ship, and then you look around and you find other people out there too, and you change navigational notes and change equipment, technicalities, and so forth. The third, of course, the heavy duty. Prophetic motto of the cybernetic age. They all call it Max Planck. He said, hey, you know, all this heavy-duty world of the machines, that's all come from the unit of reality, basic bits of all matter and energy are called quarks. And they're bits of that energy, the matter of information. A quark is smaller, possible, conceivable. All quarks do. The only hardware function of a quark. A quark doesn't have any molecular properties. A quark doesn't have any atomic bonding. A quark is a miniature, compact unit of information with only one hardware function on off. On off. Feel like. Yeah, we knew that. Hey, the Taoists told us that. Not that the Taoists had this all down 3,000 years ago. Flow, change, everything moves. Everything is yin yang, 0-1, plus minus. But now for the first time, we have the appliances to demonstrate. Now it's taken our species about 89 years to get to the point where we can meet like this on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and discuss demonstrations.
And I have to put like a lot in my mouth and to fake it, to suck his dick like that. And when he say, okay, I'm coming, and like put that cream away everywhere. Everybody say, oh yeah, it's very good taste, you know, it's like candy. But for me it was disgusting. In your mouth, it's like my favorite position are doggies, and also a reverse ogre. I prefer big cock. I mean, when a guy get a big one and it's great with it, I mean, it's perfect for me. I love animals, so I get 3 boxers at home, and recently she got puppies. We had like boxers all over the place. I like to go on the road because I like to meet my fans, and I'm always, you know, very curious to know who likes me and who watch my movies. Yeah, I get a fan club since 1.5 years. I do it by computer. And I'm gonna have a website very, very soon. www.rebeccalab.com. I always write myself, and I take time to answer everybody. I think that's very good to do. Your body is luxurious, nice breath, not too big, not too small, just the right size for a mouthful, and perfect to fuck, shooting my load down your throat instead of on your body. I think to act in a regular movie, you have to learn how to act. I don't think because I'm an adult actress, I'm able to act in a regular movie.
Progressive autoimmune neurological disease.
Fred Hart, Nathan Lee, by the way, were the founders of the National Health Federation, that built a device called the D-Core that brought about almost instantaneous healing of certain ailments of the human body. And they primarily were working with that kind of arthritis and 44 megahertz infrared device. We're going to talk about that more when we get down to the X1 healing machine. This is the roots of the X1, which we'll get into later on. And of course, the first proven electronic cure for cancer was brought about by Gianni Dotto, a University of Milan graduate in the 1950s. This device was called the Dotto Ring, operating on the same thermomagnetic effect that the Earth's magnetic aura is created by. And we get into the thing called the Seebach effect, where you use two dissimilar metals, one of copper and one of nickel. Put an DC current through it, you create a magnetic field with no polarity. And of course, the human aura is a magnetic field with no polarity. Most magnetic fields have a plus and a minus, and when you alternate them, you have current. So there is a difference between the Earth's magnetic field and a normal one.
New metaphysics. Getting ready for the epilogue. Like in The Fugitive. On the run. I did something bad, and they want to get me, and of course I'm letting them. and other stories of the past. ZBC, Anna Newton, crawling out from under the city of Newton, resurrecting and making all things in Newton holy, ZBC, according to directive, Defense Department, DIA, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anybody I said that. Gary Geiserman, New Metaphysics, closing her down for the good captain. Psychic Deb Rise till 6. So I'm going to be packing up. My assistant, a trained android, will be taking over. He has good surrogate genes. And I'll see you all next Thursday, 10 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. I can only say that I apologize for not having more beauty in my show, this being the season of beautiful light. But I can also say I'm working on it. So I'll see you next week, 10 o'clock, Thursday night, till 2. Sounds and radio. Good captain of 2.
Donald's work was paralleled, by the way, by Professor Gerald L. Willis and Dr. Robert E. Zipf, PhD, both professors at the University of Dayton, Ohio. Of course, we all know that for years, Orthodox medicine has approached disorderly conditions strictly on a metabolic level, using herbs, liniments, tonics, drugs, fine extracts of alkalines and acids from herbs, and a whole field of inorganic creations such as aspirin, Tylenol, and bufferins to alter the biochemical systems within our body. Some of the methods discovered and used were highly effective. Others were pure and simple scams to feed the almighty pocketbook. All in all, today is, you know, everyone is confused because technology on a biochemical level became infused totally with greed and ignorance. This is what we always have to work through. Then if you all remember back in the 70s, suddenly the new age appeared and everyone had a solution. Greed changed its guise, I think, and slowly slipped into a holistic health movement as it began its worldwide crusade. Vitamin companies, if you remember, appeared right and left on all sides. Each one had the miracle ingredient, DMSO, and procaine extracts and products such as Gerovital, human placentia shots were proclaimed, you know, by the greedy as a solution for the needy. To further confuse the intellect, which was now seeking hard to reverse the aging process, great seers of greed began to bring on miracle cures from the east to the west and take discoveries of the west to the east. Remember when all the gurus and everybody was coming? And this, of course, was the religious crusades of the medieval times begin to appear. This now was as it was before, except greed was educated and ignorance was not. And great religious movements sprung up at a close parallel to the already corrupted holistic health movement. In the name of spirit, ignorant men, women, and children now in almost fever sought out the Reverend Moons and the Jim Joneses for the answer to eternal peace and salvation. On a quieter note, the calmer distressed citizens put even greater emphasis on the more traditional religions. Because their beliefs had stood the test of time over a few centuries, they argued they must be on the right path towards eternal peace. Yet everyone still had a personal savior, still supposedly yet to come, to put the final seal of approval on everything. Well, here we are in the 90s, and guess what?
things haven't changed that much. Children are dying more painful deaths at earlier ages. Leukemia, for example, in children is on the increase. Where I mentioned why, because of too much copper being in the system. And when adults take the copper and put it in their system, they screw up their red and white blood cell counts. Their children have a tendency to be born with leukemia. Check with the City of Hope over in Boerne, California. The medical profession is introducing, of course, stronger drugs to calm us quicker because our freakouts are more intense and on a more regular basis. The religious movements are condemning everyone and everything that defies their dictates. The family unit, which is the most powerful unit of energy in the whole universe, is dividing itself like nuclear fission, an atomic reaction. And those not caught in the middle are either on strike or protesting. Occasionally a ray of light does appear in the darkness, only to illuminate the way for a terrorist threat. Now, what you might say is, what do I say is the answer? Well, I'll give you a few clues about some of the philosophies that you might look into that might help. First of all, realize that energy seeks its own balance. You attract into you what you express. That's why I emphasize and emphasize so much about the human aura and the conditioning of your environment where you sleep and eat. Realize that your body is an expression of your thoughts. And a lot of times in relationships, people don't want to face the problems, but what you don't like in others that you love is oftentimes your most predominant trait. So it's very important, I think, to recognize faults in others as maybe a foundation for some faults in ourselves, and then from that point on, pursue to get rid of these faults. And another thing our society does is judging everyone. You shouldn't judge anyone unless you walk a mile in their moccasins, as the Indians say. Another one of my favorites is condemnation without experimentation is the height of ignorance. Don't destroy people's thoughts or ideas until they've actually been proven out a little bit. And when Christ had a good one, he said that may he that is without sin cast the first stone.
Because mind is inside your skull, then you're limiting. That's a Western cultural percept. ESP is gesture as well. Mm-hmm. It's actually using all your faculties. So that tactility, comprehensive tactility, would be complex clairvoyance. And this is the effect of crowds and individuals intermingling. I guess the best images of that are fractals.
And there will yet be another series, another discussion, in which we will work with the supertext of underlying truths that if you will utilize them, you can have a foundation of power and you can have a leg up of strength, so that this year, beyond last year, can truly be the best year yet, can be your best year yet. And so let us begin. Let us look. And let us spend a bit of time looking at what we said of 1996, now so many months ago, when we first talked of the year that would be the year of wonder, that has turned out to be certainly so for each of you, in its way, in your uniqueness and in its uniqueness, truly a year of wonder. What did we talk about last year? Well, last year we said internationally that there would be a tremendous amount of work and that the international energy would be primarily focused upon perseverance and upon conviction. That indeed, by observing and watching and interacting in your way, however unique that was, with the international set and setting, that you would add to your own sense of perseverance, your own sense of conviction. We suggested that there would be escalating crises in Bosnia and in the Middle East and in Central Africa. And we would suggest all of these indeed did happen. Bosnia pretty much kept out of your news, and that same thing out of your American news, but in the European world and the rest of the world outside of the United States, tremendous amount of crises still unfolding and rolling and rocking there. No, not much closer to that peace that everyone spoke of. The Middle East certainly so, even in your world indeed, where you might not always pay close attention to what goes on out there in the international set. After all, you had your own national election this year of 96. In the Middle East indeed, the crises and the upheavals, the Gulf situation with Iraq certainly so, but even more critical, that which transpired between Israel and the PLO. Central Africa, even now, in this time that we are talking, in that which is November, December of 1996, so much still happening in that Central African place, so much in that same thing has unfolded, as we said. The escalation in Korea, we also talked about, it was not highlighted so much in your newspapers. But we would suggest here in other parts of the world again, much evidence and much attention paid to the crises and to the divisiveness and to the pulling apart and pulling together of the two Koreas and the potential difficulties there. In the Caribbean, Haiti is riddled with crises in that regard.
For tonight.
Right.
In my day, it was simply known as the double cross. In our present context, it means infiltration of the Democrats.
Segretti won't go on the record. But if he would, we know he would implicate Chapin.
That would put you inside the White House.
Who? You be specific. How high up?
You'll have to find that out for yourself. I don't like newspapers. I don't care for inexactitude and shallowness.
Creeps, Mushfuck. That finance the wreck, you just about got that nailed down. I don't know how
to change camps.